to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right.
Hey.
All right. Welcome back to it. Happy Monday fun day, y'all.
Happy Monday.
Beautiful day in Seattle.
Seattle's not this muggy. I can tell you that with certainty.
It is this rainy, and I love it, man.
It was beautiful to fly into, to be honest. I was in Washington for my little brother's wedding over the weekend, and I was sitting on the back patio of his new in-law's cabin. And they're like, oh, Shane, how hot do you think it's going to be in Phoenix when you land? And I was like, oh, easily 102, 103, because that's what it was when I left.
Yeah.
It was so glorious to fly into Phoenix and see raindrops on the plane window.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not 102, and I'm not mad about it.
Well, the last time it rained on June 1st was 101 years ago.
1914.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But hey, that's a great record to break. I enjoyed it. I was out golfing,
mm-hmm.
and it was raining on my head. I was like, this is so glorious.
You can't even be mad about it.
No, yeah. I wasn't sweating at all.
Fantastic.
I had a nice drip to me.
Nice. Well, I love a good drip.
My drip was dripping.
Referring to the rain drips, not the drip of your golf outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
As the young kids call it.
Exactly, yeah. Cheyenne. Look at that. Look at that.
I'm here for you.
But man, today, 6:02 day.
Love that.
Love it for Phoenix. Obviously, the 602, we're going to be calling out a lot of fun spots that have deals going on for like $6.02. I'll give you one. I'll give you a little taste. Randy's Donuts, 602 off any dozen. May 30th through June 3rd. So actually, tomorrow's included.
That's actually a really good deal off some Randy's Donuts.
Absolutely. All right, we'll run down the list. We also have a brand new secret sound today.
Yeah, we do.
And we got a brand new Secret Sound prize,
which is a 6-pack of VIP tickets into the Camel Koozie concert with Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt, if you want it, we got it coming up at 7:30. All right. I want to hear all about this wedding also.
Oh, the wedding was absolutely spectacular. It was 98% perfect.
What was the point or the 2% that was bad?
The wind.
Oh.
Atrocious wind. And he got married at the cabin in the middle of the mountains. And when there's wind up there, once that sun goes down, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only part of it that was not good. But everything else was absolutely flawless. My sister-in-law, hands down, the most beautiful bride I've ever laid eyes on.
I love that.
She was stunning.
I love that for your brother.
I know. And he was so happy. I've never seen him so happy.
Aww.
Yeah. It was a great weekend.
That's great.
There was no drama. I hate to tell people that because I know like we were kind of excited to hear about all the drama between like my dad's new wife and my mom and all the things. Not an ounce of drama to be found.
Beautiful.
Everybody put their issues away for the day.
I mean, a little less entertaining, but also
I know
a really nice time.
I really did wish to come back with at least one story of craziness. There was none.
We needed one police report. Nothing?
Not a single one.
Dang, okay.
But I did do something that kind of was out of pocket for me.
Uh-huh.
And even threw my mom off guard. Remember, I was supposed to do, I did a speech at the reception. And I put a lot of thought and a lot of time into this. And I gave a very short, very simple speech.
Okay.
Which was very out of pocket for me because I could have done 30 years of stories.
Yeah.
I could have done also every single bridal party member did a speech. It was like 30 minutes of speeches.
Oh man. It's a good thing you kept it quick.
So I was first at bat.
Nice.
And I just, you know, I told my brother how much I loved him. I said, I'm going to save the tears for my older brother because God knows he's going to cry. That obviously got some laughs. And then I just said, you know, as you look out at this crowd, this was all of your family, all your immediate family until about 30 minutes ago. But when you said I do, you guys created your own immediate family. And I cannot wait to see the legacy that you guys build and create. And I'm so excited for you. And that was pretty much the gist of it.
Nice.
And I think I absolutely killed it.
Absolutely.
In about 45 seconds or less.
And then the crowd went wild.
Yay!
That's great. Great job.
It was great.
Beautiful.
And then I left my kids in Washington and I came home.
Goodbye, Easton.
Bye.
Whew. All right. Lots to do. Let's get to it.
Let's go. Happy Monday.
All right. Happy Monday, y'all.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Scarlett is always getting involved in her husband's social life.
Okay, that's bad.
She won't let him just go out and have a guy's night without being like super annoying about
it. Oh, you're making it sound like a thing.
Well, this is according to her husband, Cameron.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm not using my own judgment. I don't judge, okay? All I do is break the news.
Okay.
So let's call up Scarlett.
Hello.
Hi, is this Scarlett?
This is she. Who is this?
Hi, Scarlett. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Wait, Nico?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Hi.
As, no. As in Nico and Cheyenne?
Yeah. Hey, Cheyenne's right here, too.
Hey.
You got a 2-for-1.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, no. Okay.
So your husband, Cameron, told us that you do listen to the show, so I was expecting that you were expecting this phone call eventually.
Not necessarily, but okay.
All right.
What is going on?
Allow me to break the news, all right?
Okay.
Cameron said he wanted me to clarify the definition of guy's night. Now, he said that guy's night is a noun. It is a period of time when homies get together and enjoy each other's company without the involvement of women and or specifically spouses and significant others. He also went on to say, I don't make the rules, babe. I just play the game. Thank you for understanding. Love, Cameron.
He is too much. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I get that it's guys' night, but I'm always intrigued because they're never up to any good, and they're just a bunch of just clowns. So, like, I like to be a part.
I understand the curiosity. I too would want
feel
to
you, I feel you. I do have to say, though, once guys get around other guys, though, we feed off of each other, and then we just get, like, doubly dumb.
You become, like, toddlers.
See? That's the part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah. I know what we should do.
Oh,
we should throw rocks at. No. No.
That's why one significant other needs to be there to keep you guys on the right path.
And they're just like that. Exactly.
Well,
that's hilarious.
Well, Scarlett, you know, that's the news.
Oh, my goodness.
Do with it what you will. Thank you for taking it today. And hopefully you're allowed to come to Guys Night and chaperone.
I'm still coming. I don't care, but I get what he's saying.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Now, Nico, you lived in New York City for an extensive amount of time.
Yes.
And you know how expensive New York is.
Everything is triple the price as it would be here.
But you're never going to believe what I found.
Okay.
You can get a billboard in Times Square.
Ooh.
That is a 15-second advertisement for whatever it is you're going to advertise.
So you're saying like a commercial for Nico and Cheyenne could
exactly.
be playing in Times Square on a billboard.
For 15 seconds every hour for 24 hours.
Every hour for 24 hours, okay.
Okay.
So at least 24 exposures.
Exactly. For $250.
$250?
Yes, that's it.
I have been yelling at the staff here to get us some dang billboards on these beautiful roads here in Phoenix for years now.
Uh-huh.
And they're always talking about how expensive it is. You mean to tell me I can have a billboard in Times Square for $250?
Swear it.
What?
I swear it. So I saw an article of this lady who took out a billboard for her cookbook to be able to sell copies, obviously,
okay.
right? And it said...
Smart advertising move.
Exactly. And it, she says that she paid $250 for 15-second advertisements that would play every hour for 24 hours. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way that that's the cost for a billboard in Times Square. So I Googled it.
And that's how much
and
it costs?
And it's accurate.
Oh, my gosh.
It's accurate. In fact, you can display a 15-second photo.
Uh-huh.
Every hour for 24 hours for $150.
Wow.
You can also get personal messaging put up on a billboard for anywhere between $50 and $250 per day. I will say, it's not like they're in prime locations, right?
Right.
Like they're in, you know, billboards probably at the very beginning of Times Square.
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to pay a little bit
on a side street.
Less for the ones that are on the corner.
Exactly.
You know, that may not be visible from Times Square straight on.
Right. But it's still.
It's understandable.
In Times Square.
Listen, it's real estate at the end of the day. You're paying for real estate.
Exactly. I will say, when we think of like billboards in New York City in Times Square, they do run anywhere between like $50,000 and over.
Yeah,
so like the prime ones, you're paying that kind of money.
Like the big ones you see when the ball drops for New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
Like, those are not cheap.
The ones owned
That's
by
understandable.
Like,
but the fact that we
Yeah.
Like Apple's got it on lockdown.
Exactly. So, what do you do with your adult money?
I give it to my wife.
What does she do with her with your adult money?
She spends my adult money.
I
on
like
herself.
That. Okay. That's a good thing to do.
No, I mean, I've been more focused on spending it now more than ever on like events and fun adventures with
memories.
My family. Yeah.
I love that.
Because I've always been the guy who's never taken time off work. I've never gone anywhere. And now we're like, hey, let's go on a little jazzy trip over here. Let's go over there. And so that's definitely what I'm doing with my grown-up money now.
I love that. That's fantastic. I'm just in the season of using my adult money to like pay my bills.
That's in a very adult thing
like
to
I'm
do.
Like I'm paying down debt. 2 years ago, spending adult money at Disneyland. Now I'm trying to be responsible.
Now I'm paying for it. That trip was so worth it.
It was.
What is the Camel Nation doing with their adult fun money?
I love this question.
602-894-5653. You can call us. You can text us. We'd love to hear from you. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, we got Joel and Surprise on the phone. What are you spending your big boy money on now that you have it?
I'm turning my office into a bachelor pad. Like, I guess it'd kind of be more like a man cave.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's going to be so frat boy. Like, I'm excited. I'm going to be putting up stuff from my college and all that stuff. Like, just to really make it feel like a bachelor pad.
Yes.
So you want your room, the one room, to feel like a bachelor pad, but wouldn't your entire house just be a bachelor pad?
Well, I'm still married. I just got married young.
Oh.
I got it.
You got married young.
You just want a little taste of that bachelor life again.
Just a little bit. Because I didn't do the whole, partying all in college and that stuff. And let's be real, too. I don't even, like, really want the bachelor life. It's just to have that little bit of slice of feeling young, feeling 22.
I get it.
You know door chimes? You know, like when you open a door and it goes ding, ding.
Yeah.
I feel like your door needs a door chime when you open it. It's Taylor Swift saying, I'm feeling 22. Every time you walk in.
I get exactly what you're saying. Number one, I lived enough bachelor for both of us. So
you can have some of Nico's bachelor.
Enjoy that fact. And number two, it's not like this buttoned up, like putting memorabilia on the walls. This is more like taps of beer and like, you know what? So what if I was eating some peanuts and the shells hit the floor?
It's
I don't
an
care
elevated
about it.
Bachelor experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I love that for you, Joel. If that makes you happy, good for you.
Yeah, thank you guys. I'm happy for me too.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
I don't really think anyone's going to be shocked to hear that mine is just the success of my little brother's wedding and the fact that I now have a sister-in-law.
Ooh.
And I am so excited. So can I get an amen?
Amen.
Sabrina in Queen Creek, what are you celebrating this morning?
I don't know what I did to deserve this, but this morning I made the perfect cup of coffee. Like, it wasn't burned. Everything about it was perfect this time. Can I get an amen?
Amen. I love a good perfect cup of coffee.
Sound like it. It blew her mind so much.
She was like, I don't know what happened or what I did, but this coffee was phenomenal.
But hey, give me some of that stuff.
Yeah, two cups, please.
If something happened to you in your life and you want to point it out and give somebody an amen, we'd love to hear from you. 602-894-5653. Call us up.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Shyla in Santan Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
Shyla, it's Nico and Cheyenne. The good news is you're calling a race.
Yay, Shyla.
Woo!
The bad news is you're the guinea pig. Brand new secret sound. We do it every day at this time at 7:30 a.m. What's up for grabs, Cheyenne?
6 VIP tickets into the Camel Koozie concert with Sam Hunt.
Oof. You can't just buy these.
No, you cannot.
You got to win them, and we're going to give you the hookup. Are you ready to play the secret sound?
I am.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Shyla, not to be confused with Cheyenne. Santan Valley, this is the brand new Secret Sound.
Oh my goodness.
Shyla, what do you think the secret sound is?
Maybe like a shelf falling down?
Ooh.
Okay.
R.I.P. to that shelf, for sure.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that happen in my house before. Great guess, but no, that is not the secret sound. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Keep trying, though, okay, Shyla?
Thank you.
Cassie in Glendale's on the phone. Good morning, Cassie.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, what can we do for you this morning?
Okay, I need you guys to settle a debate for me that I constantly have with my boyfriend. And
well, we love to get into the middle of relationship debates,
that's
for sure.
My profession.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint you because it's not like that saucy, but it has to do with, okay, when you guys, you know, when you go to like a Ross or a TJ Maxx or Marshall's, that kind of thing, and they have all of this inventory in the checkout line, you know, like leading up to the actual checkout thing.
Yes.
So I personally feel that you can find some amazing steals in those.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is like, do not lift a single, you know, product, anything off of those shelves. Do not buy it. They're all trash. Like, they're a scam. And I think that is patently incorrect. So I need you guys to chime in. Hopefully you side with me, but that's where I'm at.
I will say I am a line-aholic.
Yes.
Everything from phone chargers to chocolate-covered raisins to popcorn to decaf coffee. Everything I didn't know I needed, I will buy.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news for your boyfriend, but I, too, am a buyer of the checkout line stuff. I'm a sucker for it.
You know
it's
how many $5 iPhone chargers I've gotten from that checkout line? You can pay $50 for one of those dang things at a convenience store.
I know.
Because there's nowhere else to buy it. Or you could just go to the line checkout at Ross or TJ Maxx.
You want to know what other place has a really great checkout line, like, items?
What?
Where?
Nordstrom's Rack.
Oh, yeah. Nordstrom
Because they've
Rack.
Got the little cosmetics that you can test out. You know, you get them the little tester sizes. Oh, it's fantastic.
I was so excited to tell Dana about my treasure finds in the checkout line.
Yeah.
And as I turned around, I'm not even joking, she has a 10-pound Moose Tracks popcorn tin can in her hands, and she's eating it.
She is my
she's
girl.
She's eating it.
I love this.
I was like, where did you get... Oh, my God.
She was like down there, right there.
Where did you find that? In the checkout line?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it gets, I'll spend $100 in that line alone.
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 So tell your boyfriend, hey, take it easy.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
I will, because like, I needed that, you know, yoga mat or, you know, that lamp whatever. I also bought an entire, you know, year's worth of birthday presents for my nephews, and they're, and now I don't have to get, like, stress out whenever it's their birthday.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. All my coffee mugs come from the checkout line at TJ Maxx.
Who needs a real Stanley mug when you can actually get 45 different brands on one shelf?
Exactly.
So technically, we didn't settle the debate completely because it's just you and I and Abe.
Abe, what do?
I'm a sucker for a good impulse.
Abe.
Yeah. I think everybody is.
I feel like her boyfriend is like the anomaly in this.
Yeah, I feel like he's the party pooper.
Yeah, he is. Every
if only they sold chill pills in the impulse aisle.
602-894-5653. Settle the debate for Cassie, Camel Nation. 602-894-5653. Happy Monday, fun day, Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So Cassie called us up and said, my boyfriend hates it when I grab stuff from the checkout line at either Ross or TJ Maxx because all that stuff's junk and it's all a scam.
He couldn't be more wrong.
I find it to be delightful.
It's one of my favorite parts about shopping at those stores.
To me, it's the only part that I enjoy. Who likes to go in there for like underwear? And what else do you buy there? Luggage?
I buy a lot of things from there, actually. I buy most of my things from there.
All right, so we have to settle the debate. She says yes. He says no. What is the Camel Nation saying?
Well, text from the 480. My wife spends more money in the checkout line than anywhere else. She'll go in for socks and still spend $100 solely because of the checkout line.
That's me.
Yes.
Yeah, I am married to that man. 100%. I will go in there for socks, which I recently did, because they have a great selection of like designer stuff for nothing. And then I ended up spending more on the checkout line.
If I have anything designer, it's probably because it came from a TJ Maxx or Nordstrom's rack.
Kelly and Florence, you got to settle the debate. Do you grab stuff from the checkout line, or do you have to act like you have to put the horse blinders on and you're like, no, there's nothing there. I don't see anything.
I'm a little bit a hit or miss, but when it comes to the snacks in the checkout lines, especially at like Ross and TJ Maxx and Marshall's, they got some good snacks.
Boom.
Their snacks be money. For sure.
I don't think you can actually buy Tate's chocolate chip cookies aside from the checkout line. I think that's the only place on earth that they sell them.
It's the only time that they look delightful. You're like, I need this right now.
So what's your go-to snack that you're like, kryptonite, I gotta get it? Or kryptonite's bad. Ooh. Stay away from me.
Yeah.
What's your favorite snack?
Anything salted caramel.
Oh, girl, me too. Or the pink Himalayan salt popcorn that they always have at TJ Maxx. Ooh. Yeah, it gets me every time. Yeah. Every time.
I might have to go there for lunch later.
Where are you going for lunch? TJ Maxx checkout line.
Happy 602 day!
Yes! 602.
June 2nd, also known as 602 day, which obviously 602 being the most prominent area code here in the Phoenix area. A lot of businesses are like, you know what? This is a thing. We're going to roll with it. We're going to make things $6.02.
Which I think is fantastic because for a lot of places, that's a great deal.
Absolutely. And if you're looking to take your kids somewhere, if somebody's out of school today, tomorrow, depending on where you go, the Phoenix Zoo, between 6:02 a.m. and 1 p.m. on June 2nd, that is today, admission will just cost you $6.02.
That's a great deal. And I think even with weather like being what it's been, that's still a great deal. Oh, take an umbrella, you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Food items also cost $6.02. Boom.
That's a steal.
Boom. Arizona Diamondbacks. You can get tickets for the series coming up with the Mariners June 9th through the 11th for, guess what? Tickets are costing $6.02.
I mean, I will be there for sure-sies.
Arizona Science Center. General admission is going to cost $6.02 all day today.
Wow.
Children's Museum of Phoenix. The 602nd visitor on June 2nd will receive a surprise gift.
What?
Plus, the museum's going to give away, or is going to also have a 602nd long story time and gift shop and cafe promotions.
How long of a story time is that in minutes?
602 seconds. Seems 60. Like a great story time.
That seems lengthy.
Phoenix Art Museum. General admission for seniors and youth ages 6 to 17, $6.02.
So what you're saying is there is no lack of things to do today.
Absolutely not.
With some great deals. What about food? Is there any like food or beverage?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, speaking of, the
food is kind of my love language.
The Mexicano?
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy any two tacos with rice and beans for $6.02 in the restaurant's happy hour area on June 2nd.
That's a steal.
The Sicilian Butcher.
Oh, yes.
Discount of $6.02 on their BYO pasta.
Ooh, build your own pasta.
I thought that was bring your own pasta.
Let me bring my own pasta to the Sicilian.
So there's tons of deals today, guys, especially if you have kids and you want to kill some time right here in Phoenix. Pretty much every entertainment-based venue for kids is offering a discount.
So get out of the house today. Go do something.
Yeah, absolutely. The rain is supposed to clear up today.
Oh.
So... yeah.
That makes me sad. No, well, but also,
if you want to be outside, get outside.
Get outside.
Get outside on 602. I need to do a public service announcement to all in the valley.
Okay.
Stop with the fireworks.
What?
In my neighborhood,
people
think it's 4th of July on the 1st of June, the 2nd of June, The 14th of June.
Seriously?
I got mortars going off like it's a celebración 24/7 all year round.
That's wild.
And especially now that it's getting closer to our Independence Day, 4th of July celebración. People are going nuts in my neighborhood at all hours.
Now, that's crazy.
I don't have a pet, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
But like once you hear the mortar go off, it's immediately followed by roof.
Absolutely.
I go to sleep at 8:30, people. Okay? Even 9 o'clock mortars. I'm not down for it. It's all night long too in some cases.
Yeah. If I hear something that sounds like fireworks in my neighborhood, it's probably gunshots. So okay. I don't
fireworks of a different kind. Okay.
So I don't have that issue. But I do know exactly what you're talking about. But I think as of right now, like you could light off fireworks during Memorial Weekend.
See, that's when it started for sure.
So, yeah.
That's when it really picked up.
And what's weird here that I didn't have growing up back in Washington State is there's like a grace period of time before the holiday and after the holiday to be able to set off fireworks.
Obviously, like people can complain, but inevitably it's going to happen like at the drop of a dime. No one's anticipating it. And also like who done it? Like, are the police really going to go after the firework launcher?
Definitely not.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like, this is basically just your neighborhood nuisance at this point.
Yeah, and we don't have an HOA or anything like that. So it's the wild Glendale West. And people be, I don't know where they're getting them.
People be lit.
People
literally.
Be lit.
They be lit, literally.
Good one, Cheyenne. Like
sometimes I'm funny.
Maybe this year they could just like give me a little grace. I need that little. Please, people. I gotta work. I gotta try to entertain people.
Stop setting off fireworks
on the radio. And I think it's these dang kids because school is out now.
School is out.
Yep.
You can always tell when school is out because the mischief begins.
Yeah,
I can always tell when school's out because the kids are at the gym at times when they would normally be in school.
Right.
For you, it's the fireworks being let off.
They're using up all the machines at the gym and they're setting off all the fireworks. Can we just have the kids do nothing?
Just go to bed. Go to bed.
Camel Nation, how are the teenies in your neighborhood? If they are controlled and well-behaved, I would love to move there. 602-894-5653. Call us up and let us know. I am absolutely sure that mowing your lawn in the middle of the night or at 10 p.m. is it's a psychotic move.
It's a choice. That's not very kind to everybody else around you.
Yeah. That's why your grass always looks so amazingly trimmed.
First thing in the morning, because it was cut at night.
Your lines are perfectly straight. Anyway, we got Colin in Phoenix is on the phone. What kind of things do your neighbors do?
Hey, guys. So I'm not super complaining because it's, you know, they're outside and, you know, there's action, which is nice, but my neighbors, they're, you know, I live next door, they're teenagers, and so a lot of them have friends over a lot, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
But they're playing basketball super late, and the court is, like, right in the front. You can hear all the madness. It's you know, it's teenagers at midnight playing basketball, and it's, like, during the week, because a lot of them are on, you know, the summer break now. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Did you say midnight?
Yes, correct.
I would take a pellet gun to that light bulb so quickly. And be like, get your ass back inside and play video games.
I have zero space to talk because this was us growing up. My brothers and I were outside playing sports until 10:30, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Midnight?
Yeah. During the summertime, absolutely.
So how do you deal with it? You just gotta use earplugs? What's happening?
No, I mean, I think it's great. Everyone's like, we're enjoying life and hanging out with friends, but like, we have to work. The rest of us, the rest of the neighborhood, it's not like this court is in their backyard. It's in the front, so everyone hears it.
Yeah. Right. So I don't mean to sound like a party pooper, but that would be very annoying.
It would be. Yeah, it is. I get it.
I'm not going to call the police on a noise complaint violation, but I'm probably going to make some judgments.
I'm not going to call the popo, but I'm judging.
It's 5 o'clock every morning. It's just you got to sleep. You can't. These guys are just...
Yeah, no, I feel you. We wake up, obviously, for the morning show very early, and that would drive me nuts.
Yeah, but maybe you should make a lot of noise early in the morning when you're leaving and just give it to them.
Wake them up.
Yeah, because you know morning. They're sleeping.
Now's my basketball practice. I might be shooting some threes. I don't know. Let's try some stuff out.
Practicing your crossover.
Everyone sees it off the 202 in Van Buren. You want, at least when I first moved here, I was like, what is that fancy building?
You must be talking about the castle.
The Tovria Castle.
Yeah.
In an architecture of like some modernish buildings in that area, it really stands out. And it's called the wedding cake for a reason.
I didn't even know it was called that.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh.
It was supposed to be the centerpiece for a big resort that was going to be built right there.
Oh, really?
But apparently funding fell through or whatever. They didn't end up building the rest of it.
Oh.
But they did spend 3 years building this Tovria Castle, and a family ended up purchasing it, and it was like their house.
Oh, really?
Okay, so the reason I'm bringing this up...
I honestly just thought it sat empty all the time.
Well, yeah, nobody lives there anymore. It's just open for tours, and the society owns it now.
The society owns it.
I forget what the society was called, but it was named after one of the owners. The Tovrias, which is why it's named Tovria. So every single year, I was like, I really want to go check this place out because I'm so curious. I don't want to know anything about it. And they have a lottery for tours. They have a lottery for tours. So you can't just go there and buy a tour guide, a tour ticket.
Nobody lives there. Nothing is happening with this building.
and you have to enter
into a lottery. Do you have to pay for the lottery?
You have to pay for the tickets once you win the lottery. And I have yet to win the lottery.
Oh, my gosh.
They have yet to allow me to tour this place. And we all know what this place is. We've seen everybody's been on the 202, whether you're on your way east to west or wherever, you're going to the airport, you see this Tovria Castle, and you're like, what is this weird building in the middle of Phoenix?
Yeah. Abe, you grew up here. Is there like lore or anything like surrounding it that makes it so mysterious?
Not that I know of.
Seriously? We're all just obsessed with this not abandoned building, but like vacant building?
How interested are you to go see it and tour it? You've lived here.
Maybe a six.
Okay.
Six and a half.
You don't know what's behind those doors?
No, I architecturally, I guess I see why it's cool, but I don't know. Unless I hear something juicy about it, I couldn't see myself entering a lottery.
It makes me so interested.
And the funny thing is, I didn't know it was officially nicknamed the Wedding Cake Castle. That's just what we called it.
Oh,
really?
On the freeway when we were growing up. Because that's what it kind of looked like. And I think I heard somebody else say it. So I thought it was an unofficial nickname.
It literally says on the Wikipedia, the Wedding Cake Castle. It was built from 1929 to 1931 in an Italian vernacular architectural style.
I mean, that makes sense.
I think it's just the allure for me is because they're saying, you can't come take a tour of this place.
Well, now I want to come take a tour.
Exactly.
Yeah. That might be the most genius marketing move ever. What if there wasn't that many people like clamoring to get in there, and they were just like, if we set up a lottery system, it's going to make it seem super exclusive.
Yes, that's what they're doing. So anyway, the lottery is now open.
You got Nico.
The lottery is open. I'm going to enter. I don't know.
I think they should just let us come tour it. That's what I think.
That's the thing is I don't think they want like press and media.
Maybe you should enter in from not your work email.
Yeah. No,
do something
never.
That's like
never. I got to be anonymous.
Mr. Petru at iCloud. I don't know.
Last name. Okay, last name me.
You can Google you.
I know.
You've also said it many times.
It's true.
But
it
something
true.
That's not
it's
your
not
first
a
name.
It's not a secret.
Something
for sure.
That's not your first name because Nico is a very well known name.
No, I have a very discreet email address. I will not say it on the radio.
Okay.
But it doesn't represent my name or what I do in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so then you could use that. Maybe you'll get in for
that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And we'll see what Tovria Castle. You better let me in on this one.
Let me in.
So anyway, the lottery is open. And you know what else the lottery is open for? The Masters.
Ooh, are you going to enter him for that too?
You dang right.
Well, good luck to both.
All right, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for hanging out. We love you. We appreciate you. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.